Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu, Fallout. Carmen, tell us what happened last time.
Oh, crap. We, we had a quest from the chef from the boat who wanted...
What was her name?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Her name is, Gwendolyn Samray?
Good man.
Samray. Nice.
And she gave us a quest to go find the ingredients to make a pizza. We then went outside of the vault and spoke to a few individuals to find these ingredients. The first person was the farmer. He was very kind and told us where to source a few of these ingredients. One of them was Granny Gouda. I'll get to that. Another one place to combine the dough was a bakery. And we also talked to a fishing woman who told us where to find the Merlot pepperoni. And we also found out where we to find the tomatoes. Is it like a glowing bush place? Anyway.
Yeah.
That's this episode. But after...
Fabulous, mate, fabulous.
No, I'm not finished yet. Because I'm doing this properly this time. I've actually taken notes. I was expecting this.
He's evolving.
Yeah, getting there. So yeah, after we had our chats with all the people, we went and talked to Granny Gouda. And after a interesting talk about mushroom cheese and cheese in general, we found out that the same quest for the tomato recipe is also the same as the cheese recipe. And then we went to the bakery, and then we had to kill some rats because Gertrude smashed the floor. And then we found some amazing pristine dough that was almost like a baby. Done.
That was close.
Yeah.
We can give them that, yeah. We're good. Okay, yeah. So, from Granny Gouda, you found out that the tomatoes are probably in the same place as the bioluminescent flower that she wants.
That's it.
So I think that's the only correction I need to make there, but yeah, all good otherwise. So you're currently in the basement of a bakery. The nurse handy unit has been tending to Gertrude's bite wounds that she suffered in the battle with the bakery rats, and you now have a perfectly preserved, almost, coincidentally, the correct amount for a pizza, lump of dough. What do you do now?
Who's taking the dough? Like, where can we carry it? We just got to carry it in our hands, or...?
The chef, quite possibly?
The chef has a bag for the ingredients. Okay. So she takes it, she takes some sort of film or wrapping from her ingredients bag that seems to be filled with some pots and pans as well, and she... lots of different metal things in there. And what she does is she wraps it up and she sticks it in and...
Did she say anything about the dough?
Yeah, she's very happy with it.
That's some good quality.
There's no sort of dough
pan. Very, very good quality dough.
Do you have any dough pans for us, DM? Come on. That was amazing big.
Oh, no. That's not.
Uh-oh. Oh, looks like we've struck dough. I don't
know. Good thing he's got Nan.
There we go. This is what I wanted.
This dough is the yeast we can do to make our pizza dreams come true. Needless to say, this, this dough is the real game changer.
I need you
it's time to roll out of here with our newfound delicious treasure.
Come on, guys, we should stop loafing around and get going.
Yeah, we don't want to loaf around any longer.
Oh. I ask us how I shall receive.
Have we thanked our listeners yet?
Okay, Bloomer.
I tried.
We do our best. Right, let's get going. We need to go to... Are we going to the fish place or the plant place next?
All right, so there is the plant place, which is in the forest. So the forest is all dead, brown, withered trees. However, rumours say within the forest, there's a surprising patch of green where things are actually growing, which... appears to have a greenhouse at the centre of it.
Guys, before...
There is also the... Oh, sorry.
I just remember before we...
Trying to recap there. Interrupt me.
Sorry. I fucked up. I should get quiet.
There's also a sewer grate going into a canal, which seems to be, seems to have Mirelurk residents within. Remember that what you're looking for is the soft shell Mirelurk meat, so that is only available from either the young Mirelurk, so you're going to want to look for a hatchery, or a queen Mirelurk, which you do not want to find.
Okay.
Go ahead, Carbon.
Sorry. No, I should have. It's too late now, really, but I was going to ask if I could fix my arm, my flamethrower. I kind of remembered that. I need that.
Yeah, you should have remembered that before you left.
Yeah. And now I don't have it. Awesome. So, shall we go find this tomato thing? Puree stuff?
What that, or we go find a fish?
I think the fish might. You did raise concerns about the fish going off.
Ah, yes, true, yes.
Might as well get the plant stuff done first.
Alright, so you're deciding to go to the forest.
To the tomato.
And the flower for the cheese lady.
We'll see about that. I've got a bad feeling about that one.
I'm sure it'll be all fine, no problem at all.
Cool.
Brilliant. Alright, walking music.
Has someone been watching the tree recently?
Actually, yes. So, yeah, it was the anniversary quite recently. Return of the King.
Oh.
Is it the anniversary? Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, Return of the King, I think it's been out for, what was it, 20 year anniversary?
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
It would have been, what, like 11 when it came out?
Yeah, about that age.
I'm sort of I'm putting a timestamp on this as well. Like saying that we're near the Return of the King 20th anniversary. Right, but anyway, so the forest. The greenhouse is nestled within the remains of a mostly dead forest. Apparently shrouded in mystery with a sense of foreboding. There are people that have went in here and never came back. The forest surrounding the greenhouse is a desolate landscape. Once towering trees, now skeletal remains of their former selves. Wisps of fog cling to the barren branches, casting ghostly shadows that dance across the forest floor. The air is heavy with a palpable sense of unease, as if the very essence of the forest is imbued. Sorry, as if the very essence of the forest is watching you. A bit like the Ents. Amidst the desolation of the dead forest, there exists a peculiar anomaly. As a patch of vibrant greenery stands out in stark contrast to its surroundings. This oasis of life sort of teems with verdant foliage. There's blooming flowers and sort of a vibrant hue, very, very, very glowy green coming from the centre of the greenhouse. So, what are you doing? You're currently outside this green area in the middle of the dark, dank forest.
Did you say it was a greenhouse?
Yes, there's a greenhouse.
Well, shall we explore the greenhouse?
Hello?
Of course.
Anybody in there?
Can I have a look around first to see if I see anything or anyone watching us? You said we felt
so
watched.
So can we just... I'm just going to float up to the greenhouse because I want to see what's in the inside. Can I look through into the greenhouse? Through the greenhouse?
Well, let Winnegan do her perception check first, why don't you?
You see, I was just going to go walk straight into it, but see, Winnegan with the big brain.
So it's survival perception, yeah?
Yeah, give me a perception against survival.
One success.
Excellent, one success. You see no other living people around. You didn't, I don't know why I said living, you don't see any dead people around either.
I just see a couple of zombies.
Yes, there's... no sign of life, I meant to say, except from the plants themselves.
They're both skeletons just hanging, having a smoke. It's all good.
Is that a Billy Bob over there?
Despite this, you can't really shake the feeling of being watched. Robot floats on ahead into the greenhouse. Do you follow the robot?
No. Gertrude, don't do that shit again.
All right, so is everybody else waiting outside while the robot goes in?
We could wait to see if any, like, we hear screams and stuff. Oh,
this has got the vault vibes all over again.
Yeah, so you did this to yourself. We didn't even have to tell you to do it this time.
Okay, so what do I find on the inside of this greenhouse?
All right, the robot wanders into the greenhouse, floats her way in, has a wee look around, but sees nothing really all that different from the outside. There's a greater concentration of plants, some more vibrant than others, some very, very thick green glow coming from the back middle section of the greenhouse. But the robot, nothing unusual happens to the robot.
Okay, so
the fact that you're calling him the robot makes me really anxious if anything organic goes in there.
Yeah, somewhere. But before you two go in, can I scan the area? Like, because I've got like scanning equipment on me, and I think I've also got like a medical scanner, if I remember, on my actual person. Surely I can.
You do, yes. Do you want to do a perception check yourself?
Yes, because I think there's more to this. And you're saying about these green glowing plants. I think there's, yeah, more to this.
Yes.
So perception versus.
Go survival.
Lots of perception survival checks.
All right, a success. So, in looking around this greenhouse, you do see what looks to be actual tomatoes growing from a very large plant growth at the back of the greenhouse.
Okay. I mean, so this, as a robot, I've got to remember I'm a robot. It's like, I need those. They're tomatoes. They can actually precisely what I need. I've got this buzzsaw, so can't I just cut them off and take them?
Exactly, you can. So you go up to this larger growth with quite a large flower on top of it at the back of the greenhouse. You raise your buzzsaw up to cut off one of the tomatoes, and successfully you manage to break one of the stems and a tomato falls to the floor. However, as you break one of the stems, a bizarre, not a scream, but a wail stems or emanates from below the ground and seems to work its way throughout the roots of the plants as a vine of plant wraps its way around the body of the robot and traps it in place.
He really will get possessed by
this. This would really tell our fans the other ones. This reminds me of when back in Call of Cthulhu, I had another time and I died. Do you remember that one? I died in the greenhouse.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. This is a fun little throwback for us.
So okay.
You wandered off alone then too.
And he still hasn't learned.
So I've got this vine wrapped around me. The other guys are still outside, not really caring. Can I try to cut the growth around that's around me?
Your buzzsaw arm is currently being held down, so this is going to take a strength check.
Okay.
Because you're unable to cut it.
Okay.
So can you force your way out?
So I'd like to use some action points, guys. Can I? Because I'm not very good on strength. I like two action points. That takes it down to three.
What do you think, Jay?
Two action points only gets you one additional dice. It would take three action points to get you two additional dice.
Should we let him, Jay, or should we not?
We don't have six. We can let him have. How many does he need?
If he wants two dice, it'll be three.
Let him have three, maybe. We can use luck for most things.
Go on, then.
Cool. So I get. Okay.
I think we should go in and help him after maybe. This, though.
So this is a strength check to help, survival. Yeah. I have. Okay, hold on a second, I'll get there. But let's see if I do this strength.
Alright, maybe not against survival. I'm thinking strength against, because.
Agility?
You're looking for. I'm thinking athletics in this one, actually. Strength against athletics.
Athletics, okay.
Or whatever the robot equivalent of being athletic is. So, yeah, go for that.
It's athletics, yeah. Okay, so
yeah, you're rolling four
d20s. Strength check versus athletics, and I'm gonna roll that way. Fuck's sake.
All right, so you had a target of 5. You managed to roll 2 15s, a 17, and an 8. So, yeah, you struggle against these vines that are holding you down, but you don't move at all. They're holding you. You're steadfast, being held here. However, you do notice that they're not actually doing anything to you. They're just holding you.
Okay. Then at this point, I just have to shout and say, "Guys, I'm kind of stuck here. Help me."
Help! I'm stuck.
Help, step robot.
We did that already.
Alright, let's go in and save him.
Oh, it does go.
Alright, so the rest of you run into the...
I think we should stroll in.
What have you done?
Bored.
Let you take out the machete and start cutting plant back.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so the three women, you all walk leisurely towards the entrance to the greenhouse and walk in to see what the robot is screaming about.
Help me.
And what you see is that the robot is trapped at the back of the greenhouse by the large plant growth that contains the tomatoes. Now, what the robot didn't notice about this is the shape that the plant took. Standing a really imposing height, it appears to be this plant-shaped man-thing, a Venus flytrap man. He cuts a striking figure. He has chiseled features and a sculpted physique. His muscular frame is adorned with verdant vines and tangled foliage, intertwining his skin in a macabre embrace. Despite his monstrous appearance, there's an undeniable allure to his presence. A magnetic charisma that draws the eye and ensnares the senses.
I scanned the whole room, and yet I did not see the plant guy.
No, you saw the plants. It's just being as robot-y as you are.
Yeah, I know. It's cool.
You weren't affected by his charismatic gaze.
Hello, Mr. Planty Man.
Huh. His face is a haunting blend of human and plant, piercing green eyes that gleam with an otherworldly intelligence. Vines snake across his cheeks and forehead, framing a set of razor-sharp teeth that glisten in the dim light. His torso is sculpted and well-defined, with sinewy muscles rippling beneath a layer of lush vegetation.
What's that mean? He's playing the fucking Pornhub theme in a minute.
Yeah.
Vines wrap around his arms like living tattoos, pulsating with an eerie energy that seems to pulse with the beat of the heart.
We get it, you like to fuck plants, Captain. Move on.
You're all stood awestruck by what you are seeing. Very much alluring. So I'm going to get you all to do a quick check for me.
I heard that the plant man was shredded. I heard he had an 8.
Yeah.
Wait, man, so you cut off his testicles.
Oh, wait, what?
What check do we need to do?
Well, it's going to be a survival check, but I want you to suggest what special you're putting it against and why. Like,
individually or as
endurance. Just individually. Why would endurance help you from being turned on, Matt?
Self-control. Jesus Christ.
Okay, considering this is a form of hypnotist that's going on here, I'm going to say intelligence. So,
fuck.
Give me a survival against intelligence check.
Oh, God, you're...
To see if you manage to escape the hypnotism.
Oh, one success.
Two successes
for
me.
Oh, wait, no, that's you. Oh, yeah, one success still.
No, you made it too. We're all living today.
What about our chef friend?
Oh, no.
All right, so, the hypnotic allure. The Venus flytrap man locks eyes with all the characters. He unleashes his hypnotic allure, captivating them with his seductive gaze and charismatic presence.
I'm still tied down on the floor.
Unfortunately, unfortunately for him, Winnigan is a lesbian, so this isn't doing shit. Canonical in-universe reason for her getting two successes.
Yeah, so it appears that Winnigan is wildly unimpressed by the by this extraordinary specimen of masculine plantitude.
Hold on, this needs to be done. I know Toucan's not here, but this needs to be done.
Oh dear, go for
survival
it.
Survival intelligence, yeah?
Yeah. Hey, one success.
Hey, Belly Bob would have survived as well. Yeah, so Winnigan's unimpressed. Gertrude doesn't appear to realise what the plant man is trying to do to her, I guess.
Hello, planty man.
He flexes. Gertrude starts flexing back.
We have flex off.
Unfortunately, our chef, good old Chef Sam Ray, has succumbed to the hypnotic gaze of the plant.
Oh no, he's hard.
Yeah, she drops her arms to her sides and lets go of her weapon. Her mind seems to go blank as she starts to slowly make her way towards the plants at the side.
Gertrude smells fish.
You know, this is all up to you guys, right? I'm still on the floor, sort of tied down by this big vine around me.
Oh, so... BDSM.
So what do you do?
Veganism.
Hello, planty man.
The plant does not respond. It just continues to stare into your eyes, trying to will you towards it.
Well, we still need a flower and a tomato. Bot boy, did you get any of those?
Kind of tied up here. I did get one of them, but...
Which one?
The red one.
Tomato?
That's the one.
Okay.
You cut his testicle.
So,
off.
I don't know if that would have any effect on a plant. I don't think they work like that. Although, I guess flowers are reproductive organs for them, and I do need to cut one of those.
I mean, Gertrude could
Is there a way for me to Go for it. Is there a way for Winnigan to get close enough to cut a flower off without becoming in reach of the plant man?
You can try.
Maybe we should kill this man first.
As you're discussing this, the chef has now allowed herself to just be wrapped up in the vines, and it's not moving anywhere fast, but you can tell that it's moving. It's taking her slowly, very slowly, towards the plant itself.
Can I use the machete that I stole off of Josh's character to hack the vines?
What's your purpose for hacking the vines?
To get the chef free, because it doesn't seem to be eating the robot.
Yeah, no problem. We can do that. So I don't think that needs a skill check, actually. That's just like something that you're doing. So
you saved the chef and not me.
Yep, you cut the vines away from the chef and pull her away from the...
Maybe a light slap to break her out of it.
You know what, I'll make you do an unarmed check for that one. Give her a slap.
Unarmed strength, yeah.
You're aiming to roll low.
Don't forget, I am also female, so this is not abusive. That's two successes.
Yes, two successes. I'm going to say that you were, because of the two successes, you were able to control the slap so that you didn't actually hurt her. Yeah, but you slap her, and yeah, you were correct in your assumption that slapping her did break her out of the hypnotic spell. But as you cut the vines, that wail, that ethereal sort of scream emanates from all the plants around you.
Maybe Gertrude need to cut down all the plants.
I'm still on the floor, saying, help me, help me.
Oh. You're being treated like a Roomba. You
literally am.
Giving an error message.
It's like, oh, robot's dying. Yeah, we leave him, it's fine.
Okay, can Gertrude free robot? Can I free the robot? Can I free Carmen's character?
Yes, you can. You walk towards where the plant has the robot Now this is very, very close to where the plant creature is. So the plant creature tries to intercept you, moves its face towards where you are, and tries to hypnotize you again. I'm going to need to make you do another intelligence against survival check for this one.
Okay.
Could Winnegan try and interrupt this, like slashing it with a switchblade? Like add a help action maybe to a Gertrude or something?
Let's see. Try to think of speed here.
So before I roll, I'll let you decide that.
You don't want to end up in the gulag again.
Yes, you can try. So,
okay.
Give me either a switchblade or an unarmed check. So what you're looking to do is to smack the plant man in the face.
Smack my bitch up.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, excellent. Go for it. I'm going to put this at a difficulty of 2.
Yeah, that's not happening. Yeah, nope.
Yeah, so you fail. So you try to interrupt this. Right. However, because you come too close, like around about where the robot is and where Gertrude is, instead of looking into your eyes and trying to hypnotize you again, instead a vine reaches out and grabs your hand. It's not able to get a full hand. It's not able to get a full hold of you though. It grabs your hand as you're trying to get the knife into the plant man's face. But you're able to free yourself from the vine at the cost of your knife. So you dropped your knife.
Quick question.
Gertrude has still managed to resist the hypnosis.
Can I stab it in the face?
Hold on. Okay. So the plant man goes back to trying to hypnotize Gertrude. She rolled 2 5s for a target of 7, 2 successes. So she still seems entirely oblivious to what this plant man is trying to do to her.
Can I stab it?
As it just tries to stare it into your eyes. You want to stab it in the face?
I want to stab it in the face.
All right, go for it. Give me a stab roll. I suppose or a slash with a machete.
2 successes. 10, 13 for a 16 target.
Excellent, fantastic. So you just take a swipe at this plant person's face, right across the sort of Venus flytrappy knife, teethy bits, and roll some damage for me.
Damage will be 4.
Excellent. So you manage to do a little bit of pruning off the top. You take some leaves away, a couple of the vines fall to the floor, and some of the teeth from the Venus flytrappy bit. And the wail, the scream just gets more intense, louder. In fact, it's pretty constant by this point. All you can hear is this hypnotic, sort of very rhythmic wailing that this plant is now doing as it's trying to hypnotize or drag you towards it. So I'm going to get everyone to do some initiative here.
Oh, okay.
Your initiative scores again.
No, before we did the initiative, I'm going to activate my perk, Mysterious Stranger, which I can only do before initiative. Am I right?
Yes, you can. All right, excellent. Ooh. So, anyone spend a luck point and get Mysterious Stranger in here at some point?
Yeah, just when should I read out the perk, just so you know?
Yes.
Okay, so this is my description, not from the actual rule set, so it's not going to be word by word. So it's spend 1 luck to summon a mysterious stranger. Must be before encounter. GM would choose when to use him. If not summoned, luck is refunded. Stranger has agility of 10, small arms of 6, and is attack skill as well. They always roll 3d20 for attack. Using a custom .44 magnum, inflicts 8 damage dice with 1 piercing and vicious physical damage, and always appears in ideal range.
Nice one. Right, let me see if I've got a... Let me see if I've actually got a sheet for him. Don't have a character sheet for him, but I've got a description of him and his stats, so I can make a character sheet for him, so that's fine. Your stranger, there we go, I've got his information. Right, okay. So, starting the combat encounter.
Sorry, I rolled my initiative, that's a mistake. 11. There you go.
The plant, reeling from the knife wound, reaches out its vines towards Gertrude. It's going going to try and trap you in its vines. Nice spiky vines that it's got here.
Oh, kinky.
I know. I'm having to do this a bit manually, so bear with me a second. Right, here we go. Alright, it reaches out and it successfully grabs Gertrude. Alright, it grabs you by the... It wraps one vine around your right leg, doing 1 point of damage to your leg.
1 point.
Yep.
It starts dragging you towards it. Can you give me a strength check?
Okay.
To see how far it drags you towards it.
Strength what?
Strength, agility. Or no, sorry, athletics. Strength, athletics.
Strength, athletics. Ooh, can I use some luck for that?
You can, yes. So you've... Target's a 13. You've rolled a 17 and a 14 so far. You can re-roll either one or two of those dice, depending on how much luck you want to spend.
Two luck, I'm going to redo the roll.
Redo the roll, cost you two luck, go for it.
One success.
Yeah, so you've succeeded on that one. So it does drag you very slightly towards it. However, you are able to mitigate it and just sort of clawing against it. You grab hold of one of these wee tables or something that's in the greenhouse and stop yourself from moving too far towards it. So it's given up trying to hypnotize you. It's realized that that's just not going to work, and it's going for the aggressive option instead.
Oh.
And they're trying to eat you. Wenigan, what do you do about this?
I'm going to shoot it.
Yeah, you shoot it. Shoot it in the face. Go for it.
Desperately to get more ammo for this thing, but... Uh-oh. Oh, that's a crit fail and a success.
Crit fail. Alright, so we're going to give you the damage for it, so roll the damage.
Sure thing. Oh, 6 piercing 1.
Yep, so you're going to do 6 damage to this thing. And you're also going to do... Roll me a 1d6.
5.
Oh, you burn your hands. So the laser musket malfunctions, overheats as you're shooting this thing in the face. You drop the laser musket to the ground. And you do 5 points of physical damage to your hands.
Ouch.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so these are really still quite bad burns you've got here.
Yeah, Bunnigan's still got the musket in her hands, but they're shaking, man.
Oh no, you've dropped the musket.
Oh fuck.
Yeah. So you're quite hurt by that, but you did get a direct hit onto the plant creature for 6 damage, and it's writhing. It's holding the robot tighter. It's still trying to pull Gertrude. Speaking of what, does the robot have a move to make?
The question is, can I move? Because I'm still wrapped in a tentacle on the floor.
Yeah, if you want to do anything, I'm going to make you do a skill check to get out of that.
Okay, yeah, well, the first thing I want to do is actually try to see if I can break free then.
Give me that strength athletics.
Cool.
Or strength survival. It depends on what you think would work best for you, what you've got the most points in. Try and be nice to
you.
Well,
I'll be honest with you, they're both zero, so...
Well, shit.
So,
okay,
yeah,
then just go for it, see what happens.
Yeah, go. Got 1 success, got 5.
Alright, actually, success there. So, you have managed to break yourself out of the vine. However, that is your major action for this turn. Other than movement, I don't think there's anything else you can really do here.
Yeah, I mean, that is my main action. I'll leave it there. Just I managed to break free.
Fantastic. All right. So the robot is now free from the grips of this incredibly sexy plant man's vines. Gertrude,
Machete.
How are you feeling?
Choppy, choppy.
All right. So you're going to try and chop. Now, your hands are free, so I'm going to allow this. You're going to try and chop the vine from your leg, or are you attacking the creature?
How much time do I have before I get to the creature?
I'm going to say, and if you don't manage to succeed, it's going to take 2 turns of not succeeding for you to be eaten by the creature.
Oh, so I've got some time then. Well, I might as well attack first.
Well, I mean, if you fail this time, because you're going to get another skill check at the end of this round. Yeah. If you fail this one, then it's only one other fail.
That's fair enough. I can cut myself off next time. I'm going to slash the plant itself then.
Alright, so you, you sort of stand yourself up. You slash upwards towards where the plant is. You hit its torso. It's incredibly ripped 8-pack torso. You slice your knife across it, and you do how much damage?
4.
Do another 4 damage to it, so that's it. Took 10 damage just now. That's you're making quick work of this, I've got to say. Maybe I shouldn't have made this guy stronger. Right, but that's, oh, and we've now got, yeah, don't forget our chef. Our chef is no longer hypnotized. She's quite horrified by what's happened. She's shaking it off, and she decides to go in with she just raises her gun. She doesn't want to get near it. She's quite scared of it now. So she raises her gun and tries to take it out from a distance. She's successful with that. She's getting some really good gun. I mean, she's only got a target at 9, but she's managed to nail it every time. And she shoots it for another 5 points of damage. Absolutely brilliant. The plant is reeling. You can tell that it's in distress. The horrifying wailing is just constant and rhythmic as before. And it goes back to trying its best to hypnotize another member of the crew. Wenigan, give me another survival check. Intelligence here. Oh yeah, and Gertrude, give me that survival agility, that survival athletics check, or strength athletics check, because I forgot to do that for you.
Okay. Strength athletics. Oh, a success and a crit fail.
Yeah, so if you fail one more time, it's going to eat you.
Okay.
Wenigan, it's trying to hypnotise you again. Give me an intelligence check.
Apparently it was that scary she pissed herself.
Don't worry, we can edit out of the silence.
I like how you say we.
Yeah, it's a group effort, don't you know? We all edit.
Yeah, we all do it.
Take turns for sure.
So in case you didn't hear that, the thing is trying to hypnotise you again. You're going to need to do an intelligence check against survival.
Intelligence survival? Sure thing. Oh, that's not good.
Oh, this time it's managed to break through your apparent lesbianism. Just with its raw masculinity has broke through your sexuality. And
it briefly shapeshifts into one.
It's these pheromones are far too thick in your throat. Like,
wait a minute.
Yeah, so your hands drop to your sides, much in the same way as the chef's did. You're transfixed by it. You walk over to its vines and allow it to wrap you up.
Oh, that's not good.
All right. Next up is that's the robot again, Nurse Handy. You now have a turn to take.
Awesome.
Because we're missing out Winnegan's turn.
Yeah, because I actually, I should save Matt. Also, yeah, I should save Gertrude.
Yeah, Gertrude's got our leg wrapped up, and Winnegan's now entirely wrapped up and hypnotized.
I should really. No, what? No, I think Gertrude's. Yeah, 50-50, really.
Make your mind up.
Actually, I'm going to try to free Gertrude. I'll be that type of person.
Alright, excellent. So this is going to take an actual buzzsaw check in order for you to cut the vine.
Okay. Oh, I can cut that. No additional dice. Okay, that happened.
That's a critical fail, so you rolled a 20 on that one. So,
oh no, I cut into Gertrude.
You son of a bitch. Stop saying stuff like that.
I'm sorry, Matt, but he said it. I was going to say something. In fact, I was going to do something entirely different, but he said it.
Yeah.
So roll damage for me, please.
See, it's one of those days.
Imagine me TPK on a side quest one shot.
Gertrude now has the decision of kill the robot or kill the plant.
We don't need that extra
roll the damage, Cartman.
Oh, sorry.
It does 3 physical damage, so you've got 2 on the right leg, the damage resistance, so you only take 1 point of damage from that.
It is but a scratch.
Yeah, he just scratches you. Who's next? It is Gertrude's turn.
Oh, you say one more fail and I get eaten, right?
Yeah, so you, if you make a move, but then you fail the check, you're going to get dragged into this thing's mouth. It's weird Venus flytrap mouth.
Is that one success needed or 2 successes needed to not be eaten?
Yeah, you're on 1, I think. Did you succeed in the last one?
I did.
You got
yeah,
a crit.
So, yeah. So you've got the full 2 then, in that case. Yeah.
Oh, well, in which case, I'm just going to keep fucking choppy.
Alright, so Gertrude takes the aggressive option and goes straight for the plant monster itself with the machete. Choppy.
Ooh.
And that's another 20 roll. Holy shit. So Gertrude trips over the vine that's currently wrapped around her leg, almost as if she forgot she was wrapped around the leg with a vine. She just she stands up, goes to attack it, but falls straight flat on her face.
Oh no, and hits Cartman.
Cartman, I'm sorry, I wasn't going to do it, but he said it. Gertrude falls onto the robot, doing 1d4 of blunt damage to the robot. Give me 1d4.
I've just done the damage for the machete.
But no, you don't hit her with the machete, you hit her with your body.
Oh, a d4, okay, right.
So it's just blunt damage. Yep, you take 2 points of damage.
Hang on, is that to my main body or anywhere specific?
Main body.
Okay, so I've got a physical DR4.
Alright, so Gertrude actually just bounces off you and falls onto the ground. Nicely done. Nice to avoid that one.
See? It's all about staying quiet at the right times.
You want a strength athletics, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
Right, so the thing's at least not moving you. Despite your embarrassment, you're not being currently dragged towards it. Next up, we've got the chef, and she's terrified right now. She is shaking in her boots, and she's got her gun out still. She's actually moved herself back towards the doorway. She's getting as far away as possible as she can before she takes the shot, and she fires into the crowd. Oh, this time she misses. Yeah, she's her shaky hand. She's got too far away. She missed entirely. And it goes back to the plant creature's turn. So, plant creature already has a hold of Winnegan, and it decides to lash out. I think it's decided that it's not worth the effort trying to take both of you, so it actually tries to hurt Gertrude this time with a swing of a spiked vine.
Bring it on, bitch.
Yep. Lashes out at you. Let's see. Like I said, I'm doing this manually, so bear with me a second. It was a 10 and a 6. That's a good roll. So it hits. Alright, so 2 of them are piercing, so you definitely take 2 damage. The rest is 4, and you've got some damage. So where does it hit? You need to find that out first. Location. Alright, it swings out and smacks you in the left arm. How much damage resistance you got on that one?
2, so it's 4 damage taken.
2, so it takes 4, yeah, 4 damage to Gertrude. It is trying to kill you now that it's got some prey. Speaking of which, it is Winnegan's turn, and all you need to do is try to break out of this thing's hypnotism.
So, survival intelligence
yeah,
again?
Yeah, survival intelligence.
Oh,
you fail. It drags you close. You're very close. You're right outside the thing's mouth. One more fail, and it will eat you.
We had so many crit fails just recently. I'm looking back, and there's like 5 of them. Good lord.
Robot, what are you doing?
Save your master.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. That's kind of what I was going to do, actually, just try to save Winnegan.
Winnegan actually shouts out not to save her.
Oh, in that case, I must follow my master's orders. And I'm
Don't
going to.
Listen to your master.
Yes.
And I'm going to.
Winnegan is happy, snug as a bug in her vine.
She's the human.
In these viney arms.
I'm still wondering about this mysterious stranger, but I'll go for the plant man.
You go for the plant man. What are you going to do to the plant man?
Buzzsaw.
You're just going to try and saw it? That's grand. Go for it.
Yeah. So that's another negative 20.
All right. So how many 20s is that
in a row?
That's a
sick one. One, two.
It's like five, I think.
Jesus,
three,
that's another 20 roll. So,
yeah, five. Yeah,
another crit fail. What happens here? Jesus, you know what? You tell me, Cartman. How do you feel spectacularly at trying to cut this plant creature?
Do you know what? Fail is such a harsh word, but this is I'll still play it out quite well. So I'm going to take a look at this mega shadow of a plant. I'm going to try to buzzsaw it. And as I go in for my strike, one of the vines come out straight from nowhere and basically slam me to the side. And I take like a D4 damage. That right for a crit.
Okay, so you're
deciding how much damage you take?
You weren't.
Since when?
You weren't going to take damage at all, but if you volunteered
actually,
for damage. So yeah, dude, roll a 1d4 for me. Volunteer for damage. Go on, roll it. Yeah, no, it's happening exactly as you said. Roll it. All right, so you're taking another 3 points of damage.
Oh, where to?
No, it ignores all of your. you're taking the full 3. You offered it.
Okay.
Okay, Gertrude.
Gertrude's got a problem now. When anything's going to get eaten, how does this thing look? If Gertrude was to look at this thing, how would it be looking in terms of health wise?
Writhing, distressed, desperate. Although considering it as a plant-shaped monster, it's difficult for Gertrude to tell if it's close to death.
Jay, what's your opinion on this one? You're about to get eaten.
The only way I get eaten is if I fail yet again. But given that the last 5 rolls we've done have been nat 20s, which are bad in this game, I think I'll leave it up to you. Like, the chance of a 6 is low, but the chance of a 5th was low as well.
I'm going to stab the plant, fuck it.
Alright, go for
success.
It. Alright, yeah, that's enough. You're right next to it, so yeah, go for it. Roll the damage.
Oh,
8 physical damage with 1 piercing. Gertrude raises her arm up with her machete in it, strikes down and cuts straight through the torso of the plant man. These chad muscles just splitting apart at the seams. Winnegan is thrown to the ground, unwrapped from her viney embrace, I guess. The plant creature wails significantly, but everything just goes silent.
Gertrude does not like broccoli.
So the nurse handy is going to slowly erase and say, "Where are my tomatoes?"
Tomatoes are currently hanging from the arm muscles of the chad plant creature.
So not the mid-torso,
that's
no?
What we
not
call
not
the lower torso? Harvest those in my buzzsaw. Buzz, buzz, buzz.
There's not 2 plum tomatoes hanging slow.
The green glow of the greenhouse appears to be dissipating as you harvest those tomatoes.
Oh, can we grab a flower or two as well for the cheese lady?
Yeah, have a wee perception check for me, please. See if you can find it.
Sure thing. Perception survival?
Perception survival, yeah.
There we go. We could just cut the entire plant and
hell.
Dig it with
all
us.
Right, you have a look around. You see a couple of different glowing flowers, but you're not entirely sure which one it is that you're supposed to take.
She's still concussed from getting thrown out.
Yeah, are they all attached to the plant creature?
Pretty much everything in the greenhouse is attached to the plant creature. Yeah.
Can Gertrude take the entire plant creature? Just drag
no.
it?
No. It's a very large man.
Okay, so can I use my robot intelligence to try to find the correct flowers? I doing
yes, you can. Check. Roll me a perception check yourself.
They're bioluminescent, if that helps.
Perception. Yeah, I got one success.
Excellent. As the creature has died, you do notice a slight difference in the decay of the bioluminescence between every other flower and one flower to the left of the greenhouse. This one appears not to be dying out. From this, you have surmised that that is the correct flower.
And that's a flower I shall buzz-saw. Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Buzz, buzz, buzz. Fabulous. So you now have a bioluminescent flower, a lot of tomatoes, and a very dead, sexy plant.
So what's next on our list?
Congratulations.
We should go get the cheese.
Well, no, should we go get the Merluck?
So cheese is next.
What?
I thought it was the Merluck next.
My luck. My
No, because we got the plants to bring the cheese.
Yeah, that's what I said, my luck.
Back. We got...
Same.
We got the flowers to bring back to the cheese lady to get the cheese, and then we do the my alert.
All right, so you want to go back to Granny Gouda, or do you want to go to the sewer in the canal?
Back to Gouda before the flowers get damaged inevitably.
Fabulous, fabulous. All right, chaps, you know what time it is. Walking music. Nobody did it? No.
I don't remember the tune, I'm going to be frank.
Successfully, everybody leaves the greenhouse, mostly intact, with a couple of really weird feelings still lingering in the minds of both the chef and Winnegan, wondering what the fuck just happened there.